In this weekend's British Medical Journal, I was attracted to an article by an anonymous doctor who was brought up as a confirmed atheist. And he was writing about hospital chaplains. He previously thought they were a waste of money, but this is what he said. "Years of medical practice have done nothing to alter my lack of religious conviction. And the compatibility of a benevolent God with appalling human suffering isn't an issue to address in this short article. But on the matter of chaplains, I'm happy to acknowledge that I was 100% wrong. I still have no idea what their official duties are, but time and again I've watched them step in and provide a service which no one else could offer." It's good to see that he values the job of a hospital chaplain, but sad that he feels that God is responsible for human suffering. As I read the article, I thought of the words of a carol we've just sung, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear, which explains that the direct cause of much suffering is man, not God. Would you turn to that hymn? It's 205. It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. We sang that to an original tune last night at Jonathan Knowles' concert. So I'd like to turn to this because there's more that we can learn from it. In verse 1, we read about the good news given by the angels to the shepherds, the good news that in the coming of the Saviour, whom they were about to see in the stable, God's goodwill towards man was being manifested and would result in peace on earth. However, if we turn to verse 3, that seems to contradict that by admitting what we all know, that despite 2,000 years having passed since this peace was first proclaimed outside Bethlehem, the world has continued to suffer, and far from experiencing peace, there's been incredible enmity and war after war, killings after killings on a grand scale. And are things getting better with increased education, increased knowledge, and the technological advances that we've come to expect? Well, not at all. In fact, the past 100 years has seen the most killing, not just in world wars, but by many dictators among their own people, and in civil wars. Just think of the almost 1 million people who were killed in the civil war in Rwanda just 25 years ago. Not to mention the frequent smaller scale terrorist attacks and mass shootings, which sadly no longer have the power to shock us. And what about our nation? Our nation in 2019? Have we in our lifetime seen so much animosity, division, and aggression in public life? So, had the angels got it wrong when they promised peace on earth? Well, no. But the doctor writing that article had got it wrong. And the third verse goes on to explain, gives an explanation for both suffering and lack of peace. We read, "Man at war with man hears not the love song which they bring." The love song. Jesus was a love gift from God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that all who believe on him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's the key. Believing. Believing on that baby, Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And verse 4 declares that he'll be recognized as such at the end of the age, when the new heaven and earth shall own the Prince of Peace their King, and all the world repeat the song which now the angels sing. But what does it mean to believe on Jesus? It means to believe that we are all sinners who deserve the severest punishment for disobeying God, for rejecting him or being indifferent to him. And that there's nothing that we can do about it. We can't make up for our sins by trying harder in future or by doing good deeds, because it's already happened. It's already down on our record. To expect good deeds to make up for bad deeds is as illogical as I was last week, as Pat and I were driving to the Yorkshire Wolds. We turned a corner and there in front of us was a police van with two cameras at the back. Whenever I see that, I feel I must have been speeding and immediately slow down. And then for the next mile, I go at 10 miles slower, just in case I'd been caught speeding, thinking that somehow it would make up for speeding. Isn't that ridiculous? But what we cannot do, God has done for us. He has provided a way for us to be put right with him and to be forgiven. And that was by sending his son, Jesus, the babe of Bethlehem, to suffer the punishment and to pay the penalty due to us, if we sincerely repent and place our trust in that same Jesus, the one who died for us on the cross. We then become a child of God, adopted into his family, and we have a place reserved for us in heaven. We are also indwelt by his Holy Spirit. And individually, we experience the peace that the angels proclaimed, a peace that the world can never give. But sadly, since so many people reject God's free gift of salvation, the world lacks peace, and people continue to inflict suffering on each other. True peace is only found in those who receive Jesus into their hearts and treasure him there. So this Christmas, as we recall the Christmas story, may we all see its true significance and hold that holy child in our hearts. That child who became our saviour and who offers to the world the only hope of real peace and joy. Amen.